Chris, welcome to 5RM.
Thanks, Lockie. Thanks for the call.
Chris, great to be speaking with you. Now, I guess a tough week, the official announcement, the Powerboat Challenge postponed, but I guess a few factors there, international travel and things like that, just not everything quite working out there for early next year.
Myself and the clubs, the Riverland and the Adelaide Speedboat Club, and also the other meeting we hold up at the wins of the Upper Hawks Club, were all very, very positive. And, you know, people, and I held off a little bit longer than what I would have done normally, because I always like to come back with, if we postpone, you just don't just postpone news. You want to postpone, but what are we going to do instead, you know, to start with, until we get the big event rolling, so we can have a bit of a progression of events, and people can still go out there and use their boats, and there'll still be a bit of action. So with postponements as well, because things change daily with the COVID.
Absolutely, yeah.
But also, we had a death over in the States in a blown alcohol fatty fellow flip, and so I gave the Yanks a little bit of extra time before I rang them to have a chat to them. Then I rang them, and they're keen as again now, and they're looking like they have 3 to 4 good boats with the two best they're going to choose from to come over. So it's looking good.
So absolutely. So just on that, it is postponed for early 2022, but this event is now going to be early 2023. Two rounds, Upper Hawkesbury Powerboat Club in Windsor, New South Wales, as well as Riverland Powerboat Club here in Berry. And I guess just in powerboat circles, Chris, this event is really world-class, isn't it?
Yeah, it's world-class. It's like it's the number one world event for our class of boats. And it's sort of like we're well-known around the world, especially because we've done the live streaming and over in America, and we've had Duff Daly, who's well known over in the States, has come across, and I've been to the biggest event in the world, which is Valleyfield up there, and they all know of us. You know, they know of us, and they've watched it, and it's top class because you've got Chris Knutz off with Sports Film, who's world class man with a camera, and all his crew, and we've also. Just touching on world class, we're going to have this time, we're going to pull on board half a dozen of the fastest F1s in the world running methanol engine. And so they're going to come on board as a support class, as well as the other support class we've got, which is very, very competitive at the moment, the 6 litres. So they'll add to the show as well.
Absolutely. Now, I guess just looking at the sport overall, Chris, COVID's affected sports in different ways. Powerboat racing, generally, I know the club here in the Riverland have had a few club days, and there's been a few events since. How's it looking overall in a general sense?
Oh, we're sort of in a holding pattern at the moment, and we're trying to encourage drivers to get their licences and support the clubs. Like the Riverland Club, along with the Adelaide Speedboat Club, are going to hold a trophy event this January for the people that can actually come across. You know, like, and if the borders are open to Victoria, there's a stream of boats that are going to come across. You know, like, it'll be a very good trophy race day, you know. And then you've got the, up at Windsor, they're going to do the same, because they've got enough boats in the New South Wales area, if nobody else is allowed to travel, but they can cater for it. So you're in a holding pattern, so everyone's got to go and support the clubs where they can. So it's... But postponing the event to 2023, everyone knows that they've got a little bit of practice as well, and they'll have to qualify to make the event as well.
Yeah, and just on that, you speak about, you know, boats from different states. Powerboat racing is really a nationwide thing, isn't it? There's boats from, you know, most states and territories in Australia.
Yeah, there is. Yeah, there's probably only Northern Territory that's dipped out. You know, like ACT has got one of the quickest 6 litres. WA has got a few boats over there that go quite well. And they travel across, and yeah, no, every state except for Northern Territory, really.
And given yourself, Chris, in Tasmania, there's quite a strong following down there too.
Yeah, in Tassie, we run all right. You know, we have half a dozen meetings a year, which is, doesn't seem many, but it is when you space them out. And then we also throw in a few mainland weekends. Yeah, we're quite busy.
Absolutely. So. USA v Australia, blown alcohol displacement, bad challenge. It is postponed, but don't worry, it is going to be absolutely massive come January 2023. Looking forward to it, Chris. And of course, just on that too, the two clubs involved are still going to have events around the time it would have been next year too. So,
appreciate all the locals and the support you get out of Berry and the surrounding areas and travel across and all that. Is the diehards of the sport, you know. It's not the flashy ones that come along. It's the ones that actually follow us all the time, and they're diehard sport fans, you know. They come in, so it's really good to come to Berry and you walk around, you meet the people as well. Good.
Absolutely looking forward to it. Chris, thanks for joining us here at 5RM.
Thanks for your support. Thanks, Lockie.